My name is Hope. Come with me as we visit a client for the very first time. There are many causes of debt. Low income. 68% of our clients are below the official poverty line. There's poor health, relationship breakdown, and problems budgeting. Things reach a crisis point when there are unexpected changes to circumstances. The effect of debt is overwhelming. Fear and anxiety. 73% of clients are afraid to answer the phone. Thirty-6% of our clients consider taking their own life. There's the threat of eviction, relationship conflict, going without food. Health is affected. 73% said debt made them ill.
I don't know what to do. There's just no way out. What am I going to do? I don't know.
It takes real courage for someone to reach out for help. Some of our clients are referred to CAP from other agencies, like East Cumbria Family Support, Age UK, Health and Social Workers, Eden District Council, utility companies or housing associations. Some clients may hear from friends or other clients. They make a phone call to CAP head office in Bradford to book a home visit. And then Hope walks in.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. My name is John.
Hi.
And this is...
Hi, I'm here. Hello. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Come on.
Oh, how are you doing?
It's just such a mess. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, the good news is that we're here to help. And like I said, my name is John, and I'm the Debt Centre Manager for the Debt Centre here in Penrith. And Heather and I are from the Penrith Methodist Church, and we're here to get stuck in with you and just see what we can do to make a difference.
Yeah. I just need somebody. Yeah.
On the first visit, John will explain the process of working with CAP and help prepare the client for the next step. Clients often speak about the feelings of peace and hope returning as they realise they're not on their own. There is a way forward.
So what we're going to do is we're going to pick up all this information when we come back at our next visit and really begin to get to the bottom of all of this. But the main thing you know today is you're not on your own anymore, and we're with you on the journey.
Thanks.
Yeah? Is it all right if I just pray for you before we go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you know Liz personally and you care for her. And I pray, Lord, today that your hope and your peace would come into her heart, and that the fear and the anxiety of all this trouble will begin to go away. I pray that she'd know your love and your care for her. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well done. Okay. Do you want my phone number? Just give me a call.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
We're going to pray for a few minutes this morning. And as we do that, what we're going to do is we have some stones that we're going to pass around the congregation this morning. And what you're going to do is, Liz and Heather are going to give you a stone. You can just feel the weight of that. And then maybe pass it on down the row. I think we've got enough for one stone per two rows. So share your stones. But I want you to just feel the weight. Feel the weight of it. These are quite light stones. But compared to the sense of shame or guilt, darkness, feeling alone, chaos, I want you to just get the sense of the weight of these challenges as we pray this morning. Because behind this little scenario that we're building for you today are real people. Cap here in Eden is working with over 70 households at the moment. And we are here to make a difference. So let's pray for these guys. Just keep passing the stones around and just feel the weight of those things. And then we're going to bring them back in just a moment. But we'll just keep them, when they've passed around, just keep hold of it at the end of your row. And then we'll bring them back down at the front. Yeah. Yeah, Father God, thank you that you are the hope of the world. Oh, Lord, we don't appreciate sometimes the reality of the hope that we have as Christians until we realize just really the challenge that is there in this world. But Lord, I thank you that there is nothing bigger than the hope you bring. There's no debt bigger than the hope you bring. There's no unforgiveness bigger than the hope that you bring. There's no chaos greater than the hope that you bring. And we praise you, God, that you have created us to live in community with you. Lord, I thank you that we're not alone. I thank you that by the power of faith in you, Jesus, our lives can be utterly restored. Oh, we pray for the millions of people across this nation living in darkness and in isolation and poverty, who have yet to seek the help that they so desperately need. Right now, just think of those people who are just alone in despair. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for them. They're feeling devoid of hope, worn down by the trials of debt and at the end of their tether. We pray for people struggling, that they would have the courage to reach out for help, that they would hear about CAP, that they'd have somebody who would just come alongside them, who would just point them in the direction that they need to go. But Lord, even before we get to them, Lord, we thank you that you're there. We pray that we would just pray that they would be covered with your love and peace, reminding them that they are not alone, and that there is light in the darkness and a way forward. Lord, I thank you for the clients who, right here in our own community, in Eden and Penrith and in the villages of the towns around the Eden Valley, just some of them, even just a stone's throw from this very church building. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for ourselves that we will be a beacon of hope. Well, thank you that we are, actually. Thank you that we are a beacon of hope. And I pray that we would continue to shine, drawing people into this community that you have created for us, and you've created for them to find home and find peace. Well, I thank you that even when all hope seems lost, we can put our trust in you. And we can be confident and expect that the one that whom we look to for help is immeasurably more able to do more than we could ever ask or imagine. Lord, I thank you that you have the authority and the power to bring about change. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for people who are on the front line, the befrienders and the volunteers, the CAP workers. Lord, as they carry hope into people's lives, Lord, I just pray that you would continue just to pour in your love and your compassion and the capacity, the strength to keep on going, even in what seems to be difficult and helpless situations. And Lord, I pray for us this morning that if we feel, we would feel the, just the prompting of your Holy Spirit to encourage us, to challenge us, to stir us, to act, to engage, to be part of the answer. I love the verse in Romans 13. It says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you that your love and your hope cascades down from our lives into the lives of others. And so, Father, we pray that you would work in the hearts of people who have yet to discover or fully understand this, and that you would bring them into relationship with you and transform more and more people's lives in only the way that you can do, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your great hope. Amen. What we want you to do, please, with those stones is we're going to pop this basket down the front, and wherever they are, wherever they've landed, could you just come and bring them and pop them in the basket, and we're just going to build a little cairn of them just at the front. And as we go through the rest of this script, these kind of represent the burden, the weight that we are involved as a church family in helping to alleviate and bring relief from for people. And can I just say something as well? Can I just say that it may be that there are people even in this congregation who are feeling the burden of trouble themselves, feeling the weight of these things. And maybe even as we're seeing these stones just being collected at the front, may hope be restored in your life this morning, that you know that there is a God who cares and who you can actually bring your troubles to. Brilliant. Praise God.
My name is Hope. Come with me on the second visit. Since our last visit, our client has been getting their paperwork together and making a list of household bills and expenses.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you.
I've been to the food bank.
Get some bits and bobs just so things get a bit easier.
Oh, that's great. That'll really help me out this week. Thanks so much.
How's the week been?
Pretty grim.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I see you've got your paperwork together.
Yeah, sorted out. Now you've told me what to get ready, but I've tried to do that.
Well done. Right, well listen, we're going to get to the bottom of all of this. And so what we're going to do today is we're just going to start to work through all of what's going in and out in your budget and just try to understand the extent of the problem this morning.
Right.
Let's get cracking.
Okay.
John will now send all the information and paperwork to head office in Bradford, where an expert team prepare a budget and identify suitable pathways out of debt. These may include the client repaying the debt, or in some cases, insolvency. CAP does not pay off debts for clients, but they do deal with creditors and provide ongoing support as the client works towards debt freedom.
Well, listen, what we're going to do now is we've got a really good understanding now of your situation.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take this away. So you're not having to deal with it on your own anymore.
It's a relief.
Okay, and I'm going to send all this information that we've collected today. We're going to send it through the head office.
Yeah.
Okay, and our guys in Bradford, they're amazing. They're a brilliant team. They really know what they're doing. And they're going to just start to put together a budget for you
right.
to make sure that we can begin to find a pathway out of debt.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is we'll come back in a couple of weeks' time
yeah.
and we'll be able to provide you with a pathway, a journey out of debt.
Oh, I can't wait to get out of debt.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is light at the end of the tunnel and we're going to yeah. start to be able to pull this together now.
Okay. So Liz, you can give me a call in between. We can
yeah.
get together. Should we go for a coffee?
Oh, that'd be really good.
That'd be great.
Just keep in touch. Don't let anything happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. We'll see you
okay.
soon.
See you next time.
Okay.
And now Phil is going to do a reading for us.
And you can find that on page 1158 if you'd like to follow it. And it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 7. So that's page 1158. Starting to read from the God of all comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and for your salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And in our hope for you is firm, because we know just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort.
My name is Hope. Let me take you on the third visit. This is when a client will hear the plan from Cap and get on the road out of debt.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Everybody's together, just the local church.
What's it no one's ever given me? Yeah, all right. Good to see you.
A bit better this week.
Hi, John.
Hiya, come in.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, Mike. Good. A bit better now.
So you've got your Christmas hamper?
Marvellous, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're looking forward to celebrating that with you as well. So,
great.
Hey, listen, I'm so excited. So I've been in touch with the head office and they've sent through your budget.
Right.
And the good news is that we can find you a pathway out of debt.
Such a relief. Oh,
yeah,
great.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must take a load off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A bit of hope now that it'll be cleared. Yeah.
Well, the plan is this. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. We're going to have to work hard making this work.
Yeah.
But I know you're committed to this, and I know you're confident that this is going to work for you. So what I'm going to do is, we're going to work together with you until you're debt-free.
Wow. It's amazing. I never thought it would happen.
Right. Well, let me explain to you how it's going to work. Let's have a look at this together.
Head office has prepared a budget using the details from the last visit. Mm-hmm. This will help give a clear picture of suitable solutions. John will explain what options are available and how these will work. The client will need to decide what route they sign up to. Often, clients pay into CAP a regular amount that CAP then use to distribute to creditors, save up for insolvency fees, and even save towards annual bills like the car MOT. John will help the client work out how to stick to the budget and manage their spending week to week. Some debt management plans can take up to 5 years. And CAP support the client until they're debt-free.
Okay. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a big thing, but I think we can do it.
Yeah. You're not on your own, you've got to remember that. We're going to be with you each step of the way.
You're doing really well.
All right. Well, listen. I'm really excited for you. I know this is going to work, and together we're going to be celebrating your debt-free soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hey, yeah, good to see you. All right, well, I'll see you soon, yeah?
Okay.
All right, you take care.
Oh, yeah.
See you later.
Okay.
There's a carol service. Do you want to come along with me?
That'd be great.
I could give you a lift. We could go together.
Oh.
It's nice turning up together, really, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
If I just move this, hold on. So, is that giving you a good idea of what we do as part of the debt centre? And hopefully that will give you an insight into some of the realities of what it means to be doing the work that we do, and that you guys enable us to do as well. So thanks very much. So I will introduce myself. My name is John Cook, and I'm the Debt Centre Manager for the Eden Debt Centre here in Penrith. You don't get to see me most weeks because I'm not part of the church here. I'm part of one of our other churches here in Penrith, King's Church Eden. That's where I spend most of my time. But they've let me out on good behaviour today, so that's good. And we were commenting earlier, it has warmed up in here a little bit actually, hasn't it? But when we first came in, it was pretty nippy because of this heating problem. And we would like to say that we actually purposefully left the heating off this morning just to give you a sense of what it feels like sometimes. because the fact is, the harsh reality is that very often, you know, some of our clients simply can't afford to put the heating on. Can't afford to, you know, run the electric heaters and whatever else that they might have as means of heating. And it's just simply not it's an unaffordable luxury when we walk in. And so we often have to keep our coats on and keep wrapped up. But it's not what we live with all the time. You know, we don't live with that all the time, do we? But many of our clients have to live with that as a daily reality. But there it is. So we're going to be talking a bit about hope today. I want to introduce you to Stuart. Stuart is one of our CAP clients, not here in Eden, but one of our CAP clients in the UK. And it was actually for Stuart, following an accident, that he was severely disabled, really, and was unable to work. It came through in our script that often debt is the result of unexpected circumstances changing in our lives. Very often people are coping pretty well with managing things, and then it's an unexpected set of circumstances that changes, that produces the chaos that can come along as a result of those change of circumstances. And we often think, oh, it's poverty, or it often is poverty that is the environment in which people are in that actually causes debt to occur when those change of circumstances happen. And this is what's happened with Stuart. The debt's mounted, and ultimately Stuart found himself having to search through supermarket rubbish bins to feed himself. He actually talks in the video about actually ending up eating dog food to survive. Can you imagine that? I just find that unbelievable, really. And actually, at his lowest point, he says in the video, again, we're going to watch in a minute, he says he found it quite easy to consider suicide as a way out of his situation. Right now, there are over 14 million people in our country who are struggling with poverty or living in poverty. And that statistics come from research done by the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. That's a lot of people, isn't it? A lot of people. And poverty is like an illness arriving. It's unwelcome, sometimes unexpected, and often you feel have no power to change the situation, and it can grind you down until any flicker of hope is completely extinguished. Imagine living without hope. Just think about it. Most of us have hope, but imagine if you don't have hope. Now, Christians Against Poverty, working through us here in Penrith and Eden and in other centres all over the UK, are able to connect with broken people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies, low income, all the various other things that are part of the debt reality or the poverty reality for people. And CAP, you know, has a unique ingredient that it brings with it. It's a unique ingredient. And in fact, we, the local church, have a unique ingredient that we carry with us when we go into people's lives. Can anybody guess what that unique ingredient is? It has been rather discussed a lot already this morning. What is it? Hope. Hope. Hope and love. We have the hope of Jesus in our hearts, and we get to carry that
when we go. Every single person in this country who is struggling with debt or poverty desperately needs hope to walk into their situations. CAP's core message, its strap line, if you like, now, but it's not more than that. Its core message is always hope. Always hope. And it permeates everything that we do. I'm one of the luckiest guys in this area because I get to be a carrier of hope into people's lives on your behalf. So thank you for giving me that privilege. But here's the thing. As Christians, all of us carry hope. All of us do. All of us are carriers of the hope that is in us. I want you to think about situations you're facing today. Maybe they're situations of challenge, people's lives, people you care about, people that you are responsible for, or people that you know, and situation seems hopeless. Just think about those situations that you're aware of yourself. And I want you to go away from here today knowing that you carry hope in your heart. You can bring hope to somebody. It might simply be being prepared to be part, sit with somebody in the problem, come into their situation. It may be to pray for them. It may be to bring love and faith. Whatever it is, you get to be a carrier of hope. So, the local church is the hope of the world because we are the hands and feet of Jesus. We want people to know that God cares about them. It falls to us to go and tell them. It falls to us to go and show them. It falls to us to go and be that hope. And so CAP helps us to do that in people's lives all over this valley. As I said, we've been working with over 70 households since the debt centre opened 3 years ago. And we've got clients booked up into the new year already, waiting for us to go and bring hope to them. So let's hear some more from Stuart. And in the midst of his hopelessness, he reached out. He opened the door to CAP and invited hope to walk in to his situation. So let's go back. Let's watch our video, please, if we can, from Stuart.
You can see it happening. You can see the war rising. You can see the debt you're in. I'm trying to put water, but there's nobody there. Nobody there. I tried refinancing, remortgaging, that's where the debt started. An accident, and I slept too dizzy to my work rate. So then I wasn't able to work. I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disorder, number 4 and 5, which means we two discs at the bottom, and just totally disintegrated. I used to have a bed downstairs, because I thought I could walk. I turn myself on the side, bring my knees to my chest, fall onto the floor, crawl into the downstairs toilet, get myself up that way. It took me about half an hour to go 3 or 4 metres. You go to bed at night crying, praying you don't wake up because you can't cope no more. You're not eating food, you're eating dog food. You know, you're scraping the bins at the back of Tesco's to try and find something to eat because you've got nothing. I found it very unusual to consider suicide, but it was a form of children. That was the only thing that brought me back from my despair. I can't leave my children without a dad. I was introduced to CAP, a gentleman called Tarek Turner, and that was the very first sign of hope that I had. I gave him all my debt paper, we sat there for an hour and a half going through all the paper, what debts I've actually got. And he said, "It's good, don't worry. We are here to help." And I thought, "Oh wow, okay." Just that reassurance of somebody being there, who's listening. So we'll all sit down together, go through what debts I actually have, the list of my debts, send off to Bradford head office, contacting my debtors for me, and make an offer on my behalf. Now I know there's no other service out there that does that. Nobody comes out to you and helps you. So at that evening, Terry and Philip were great. I was like, yeah, right, whatever. And I started getting tingling. And then one morning, I didn't think about it. Just got out of bed, walked to the toilet, and I just realised what I'd done. I physically got out of my bed, which I haven't done for 18 years, without falling forward, and walked to the toilet. 3 days after Jonathan laid hands on me. So, who am I to say? Well, I know this. I know that Jesus has done that. Freely and unheartedly, asked us to. I want to be honest with you. And in the October, last year, I was baptized. So I declared that 3 6 months ago, because I can't. Oh, the power of that, to be out of debt, to be told you are debt free, it's such a gift. It really is a gift to owe nobody nothing. I mean, first time in my life, I've not owed anybody else. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I'm never known it.
Wow, I will never lose the impact of seeing a life transformed when hope walks in. I just want to take this opportunity on behalf of everybody involved in Christians Against Poverty to say a huge thank you to you, our partner churches. Without your faithfulness, without your heart for your local community, or your love of the poor, your generosity, your desire to make sure that the poor are at the top of your agenda, no life will be changed through the work of CAP. If you're running a debt centre, I hope you're inspired to see those clients going debt free. If you're running a job club or a fresh start or one of our life skills courses, whatever you're doing, whether you're running the courses, whether you're just volunteering, whether you're a support worker, whether you're a giver, whatever you're doing, listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you on behalf of CAP, but more importantly, thank you on behalf of the lives that are transformed as hope walks in. We could not do this without you. Hey, we have a massive journey here in the UK. We want to open new services right across our country in other churches. And we'd ask you that you would consider later on if you would support the wider vision of Christians Against Poverty to reach as many as we can, as fast as we can, by becoming a regular giver and joining tens of thousands of others that have made Christians Against Poverty possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow, that's awesome, isn't it? It is awesome. And the good news is, the really amazing news is, that here in Eden, we have Stuarts, people just like Stuart, whose lives are being changed. Not everyone is comfortable telling their stories in a public way like that, but there are stories being told in people's homes about what God is doing in their lives because of CAP. And you play a part in that. You play a part. If you're invested in the life of this church and you're supporting what this church is doing, you're investing in that. And if you're supporting CAP in a more specific way, we want to talk to you about three different ways you can support CAP. And you can support CAP, I'm going to talk a bit more about this in a moment, but you can support CAP by being a volunteer, getting alongside Heather and our other befrienders and being part of the team that brings hope to people. You can be part of that. Please come and talk to us about that afterwards, after over coffee. Please do that. We've got a meeting. Dave told you about the meeting we've got on the 22nd of November. And we're going to hear from Karen about... You remember Karen from last year? Karen's here again this year. Hi, Karen. Yeah. And Karen was going to talk a little bit about what difference a befriender makes in her experience of working with CAP and so on. So we want you to be involved in this. Come and be part of the action. But you can also give financially, and Steve's going to talk a bit about how you can give financially to the debt centre here in Penrith. But my job here today is to talk a bit about asking you to get involved in being part of the bigger picture as well, in terms of giving into CAP nationally as well. And I'll give you some practical stuff about that in a minute. But there are four things, very briefly, four things that I want you to understand about hope. Okay, now understand why CAP is worth investing in, okay? Because there are four messages that come with hope. One is this. The first message is that people are not alone, okay? Many people feel alone. Like we've talked about, these 14 million people, one of the biggest things about poverty and debt is it isolates. But isolation isn't just a word. It's not just not having a friend around today. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a way of being. Okay, and isolation can be incredibly enclosing and entrapping. And we had this client, I might have mentioned this to you before, but we had this client who we went to visit, and he said to us, "You're the first people that have come into my house in 15 months. Imagine that, having no one to talk to for 15 months. And we were the first people to be there, having a conversation with him, showing him care and kindness. And that passage we read out of 2 Corinthians tells us that actually we get to comfort others with the comfort that we ourselves have received. And so the message of hope that we bring is that you're not alone, and we open the door into people's lives. And there's this amazing kind of oxygen-rich breeze of community that walks in. And that's the message number one. Message number two is that CAP services actually worked. I love this passage in Job. It says, "So the poor have hope and injustice shuts its mouth." I went to a client and they were waiting on a PIP assessment, and they have just, because they've requested a home visit because of the mental health issues that they're dealing with, they've not had a confirmation. It's been over 8 weeks and they've not had any contact from PIP. They ring the PIP off people and they's just, "Oh, we're waiting for an appointment to come through." So I pick up the phone and I ring the people and I just basically be a pain in the neck. And I start pestering and I start talking. I want to get through to the right person. Who do I speak to? Tell me what's going on. Why is this not happening? And eventually we get through to somebody, and eventually they get sick and tired of me. And they tell me that there'll be an appointment coming out in the post within the week. And I've just had a message from the befriender who's been with the client. The message came in this morning or yesterday morning. They've in their post, there's a letter with a PIP appointment on the 19th of November. So we're there, tackling the injustice of the system, as it were, and making a difference. That same client told me that they... I'll talk about that one in a minute. But that CAP services work. People who go debt-free stay debt-free, and it makes a difference. So that's part two. Part three is that we restore faith, restore confidence, restore belief in people. And many people have been told, they've just lived with the narrative of failure just screaming at them, not just through circumstances, but people's opinions and so on, just screaming at them, failure, failure, failure. And it's really difficult, again, to believe that you can actually do something meaningful with your life when you've just been told you're a failure. And yet we actually begin to help people see the value of themselves and see the confidence that they actually themselves are not failures, that they're somebody of value. And again, and the same client had got to the point where, like Liz in our sketch, she stopped opening her post. Couldn't face the bad news that was in the letters every time she opened the post, the demands, the challenges, the threats, all the stuff that was coming through the post. And so she piled it up. She said, "I've kept it for you." And it was in her porch, and she hadn't been into her porch for weeks, and we had to push open the door, collect all these letters and bring them out and start to deal with them. And because she saw that we weren't intimidated by those letters, that we had answers to the problems, that we could reassure her that things were going to be okay, she began to have the confidence to do it herself. And she rang me up a week later and she said, "John, I just want to talk to you. I just want to ask you a question about this letter that I've got." And as she's telling me about this letter, it suddenly dawns on me, she's opening her post again. She's actually starting to take responsibility herself and begin to deal with this stuff, because confidence in herself was restored that she could do this. And so we believe in you, we say that, and we begin to help people and help them that they know that there is a future, there is hope for them. Hope walks into their lives. And can I don't mind you, hope you don't mind me saying this, Karen, but Karen also is one of those people who you're debt free, but not just debt free, but now helping other people who are facing the challenges that she herself faced. It makes all the difference. Lives restored, lives transformed. That's what it's about. And so our last message of hope is the hope of salvation. No life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. No life is lost to the redeeming power of Jesus. It's absolutely, we must believe that. You know, the message of the gospel is still good news for people. Still brings transformation and life.
And more people get the opportunity because we're going in, you're helping us, enabling us to go in. You may be part of that, helping to bring people into an understanding and a revelation that Jesus cares for them and has the power to make a difference. Not just to their circumstances, but brings hope and life and restoration to their very soul and very heart. And so that's what we're about. And, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? As a result of the work of CAP nationally, over 1,000 people a year start a journey of walking in faith in Christ. It's incredible. It's incredible. And you're part of that. You're part of the action. Okay. So it comes to me to ask you, okay, to get involved in a really practical way. There's nothing like, you know, showing commitment and reaching into your pockets, is there? Oh, you all get very quiet now. It was going so well. It was going so well. But we would ask you to consider contributing to the work of CAP nationally. Okay, make no bones about the need that we have. The work of CAP is not funded by political funds and grants. It's funded by about 29,000 people like you who put their hands in their pockets and contribute financially each month. And they make it possible for this work to happen and be what it is in this world today. So would you consider getting involved in this? There are forms on your chairs, upstairs as well. We didn't leave you out. There are forms here, and there's even pens for you to use. You can actually start to fill these in right now whilst you're still feeling good about the idea. Haven't thought yourself out of it. And I want you to think, will you please consider getting involved? Even £5 a month will bring hope to one new person every month. It will enable us to get there. So if you can fill this in, we'd be really pleased. And join in with this God-inspired ministry. Your donation will be life-changing. So there you go. And, you know, please take a moment to fill the form in, please. Please. And then hand it back in to Liz or myself over coffee. When you fill this in, if you fill your name and details in, you need to also use the tick in the red bit there where it asks you how you want CAP to keep in touch with you. If it's by phone or email or post or whatever. And so please fill those in. They can't work with this form without a tick in one of those boxes. If you hand those in to us today, we will send you away with a free gift of this book, Nevertheless. Now, you may say you would like to be on the mailing list of CAP without, you don't feel able to give at the moment. That's absolutely fine. Still fill these in. We will give you a free book. Brilliant book. It will challenge you. It will raise your faith. It will make you laugh and cry as you see what God has done in the work of CAP, in how it came into being over the last 22 years. And so we've got three copies of that to give out today. So that's really the ask. As you fill this book, I've said about that staying in touch stuff. So that's all I want to say. Phil's going to talk to us, Phil and Steve are going to talk to us in a minute about how you can give locally as well. But we really would ask you just to get involved on a national level. Come and see me or Liz afterwards and hand your forms back in. That would be so appreciated. God bless you. I'm handing back.